Next up, we've got Cave Dwellers with Ricochet. Again, really great singing from Truth. I love his voice, and I think he does great things with it. Now, Ryan, you're the arbiter of whether speed-ups or slowdowns are executed well, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say these were done very, very well. I feel like this is right in their wheelhouse. Glennie and Truth, I know, have worked on a number of sort of proggy tunes before, and this, I think, was child's play for them. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. I'm glad that you've crowned me with that. but I have been paying attention to it a lot. I think it's weird and stupid and awkward when a band just stops one section and then starts a completely different section. You know, just it's good to have fills, it's good to have transitions, and a lot of them didn't do it. And I agree.
Yeah, this song was great at it, and that was nice. The production was just also killer. I love Glennie's guitar work. Just really great solos and fills and licks and harmonized guitar parts. Totally works for me. And I tried to understand a little bit about what the song was about. I feel like that there's some stuff about climate change in there. You know, rain filling up in the cisterns. And I thought there's maybe some stuff about the issues with the techno/surveillance state and some of our other, you know, ills that we are currently facing in society. I feel like there's some deeper meanings to tease out in the song. And then I was like, come on. Can't we just have a song that appeals to my lizard brain? Like, can't we just have a song that's, you know, can we talk about fight, flight, feeding, fear, fornication, you know, all the lizard brain things? Like, I don't want to tease
cars,
out.
Cars, girls.
Exactly. I don't want to tease out an allegory or find some deeper meaning in the lyrics. So I just kind of wish that they would just appeal to my baser self with some of their lyrics going forward, just so I can get into it a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, musically, this is really strong. Good melodies, great singing, excellent production, killer guitar work. I loved all of that stuff about it. I just wish they were singing about something that I can more viscerally connect with.
Do we have any idea what this song is about?
I feel like it's about climate change, maybe, or the surveillance state, or Facebook, or
yeah,
I don't know.
But there's so many specific references, though. So, I mean, if it's about climate change, then it's also about... But, I mean, they say it's like 1984, and they say... Lyrics like... And the column digs quickly while the townsmen turn sickly. I was trying to figure out what the heck that is. You know, I know that a column can be like a military formation. Are they digging? It's so kind of hard to figure out. It was hard for me to figure out. Yeah. Also, I looked at the Wikipedia disambiguation page for Ricochet, and I couldn't find any likely topics, too. Like, there's a lot of movies and books and comics and video games named Ricochet, but it didn't look like this song was about any of them. Okay, if it's about global warming or something, then that's fine. But then why the title? The title could have been anything.
I'm not sure, right? Because these are pretty opaque lyrics, but I would kind of interpret this as being about corporate spins that they're using to deflect attention from what they're actually doing to the earth. Mm. So like the column digs quickly, you know, I would sort of see as like a drill, like, you know, fracking or something. So the townsmen turn sickly, you know, being something where, oh, like they're being affected by whatever, you know, this company is doing, but, you know, they don't care, right?
That fits really well.
And, you know, like, the company survived the day, learned the proper things to say and not to say. All the rules have changed. Everyone talks strange today. Like, that part, when I was listening, I was like, is this a song that's, like, railing about, I don't know, like, people's pronouns or something? You know, like, we have to, like, learn all these rules about how to talk these days, because I feel like that is one way that that could be read. But I was like, I don't know. Like, if you look at all the other lines, I'm not sure if that's really what that's about. Maybe it's more just about, like, okay, corporations know that if they say the right things, you know, in their ads, that they are able to kind of get away with a lot. But, you know, I think all the stuff about, like, 1984 and learning the right things to say and all of that, I think I would kind of see it as being about, you know, propaganda and advertisement, PR and corporate image.
Yeah, marketing.
So that's kind of how I would.
I still have trouble tying it back to Ricochet then.
So it says Ricochet, where does it say? Ricochet the Valley's Cry and Ricochet new slogans now.
Maybe this is their cactus.
Maybe.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe just know. Things coming back, you know, echoing back to them to affect them. I don't know. I haven't done, you know, really a deep reading of this. This is just kind of from, like, looking over the lyrics. Maybe it's just that opening image, right, of kind of the echoing gunshot just seemed like a striking thing to base the rest of the song, or, you know, start as a starting point for the rest of the song. And they just named it that without necessarily that being the deeper message. I don't know.
There's also, like, rifles raised to the sky, and he's like, I'm trying to, and maybe just after coming off a sci-fi song, after, you know, a number of sort of, after the Jaco homomorphism, a sci-fi song directly before it, and then, of course, Brian Gray a couple of songs before that, I'm kind of like, maybe I was primed to misinterpret this song. I don't know, but yeah, otherwise, you know, Truth's voice is wonderful, and there is never a time that I don't want to hear it. The tempo increase during the intro is smooth, and I think all of the instrumentation sounds good. The first tempo decrease is incorporated very well. It sounds kind of like a Hemispheres era Rush power chord pattern during the tempo decrease. And the different sections sound like different sections of the same song, unlike, again, many of the other songs this round. Amazing guitar work, great performances, and a great production. You know, everything was done very well, and this is one of my favorites, but it's hard to tell how far up there this is going to rank because there are too many entries that are my very favorites, which is a bummer about judging.
Yeah, I really like this one, and I feel like this is right in their wheelhouse in terms of the challenge. You know, like you said, it's basically child's play for them because it's what they like to do all the time. Yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot, and I love Truth singing, and there's just a lot of cool stuff in here.